recently on segment 17.
Civic version of infant Jesus, not instant Jesus,
is part of a... Just add water.
Yeah, 60-second Jesus.
Yeah.
How long do I put him in the microwave?
Ooh, maple-flavored Jesus.
Sign up to be a fancy idiot at freebeerandhotwings.com.
One break-in in the book. A lot to go of the ones that are happening on the air. Not all break-ins happen on the air. All across the network, lots of different places. Maitland, are you heading out?
I am.
Okay. Good luck.
Yes, thank you.
Are you anxious?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
We all are. It's
always.
It's the best kind of anxiety, though. 6 foot, 200-pound former U.S. Marine truck driver crying in my cab like a little bitch.
Yeah, that's this day.
Jared in West Michigan, I hate you guys. I work at a juvenile detention center. I can't go to work crying. The kids will think I care.
Oh, they'll walk all over you.
I'm a 400-pound, 6'13" lumberjack, and I have to go to an outing with higher-ups that I work with. Now I'm crying. Thanks, guys. It's worth it.
Everybody loves the gentle giant.
Mm-hmm. Holiday break-ins rolling on. Because we got a lot to get to. She told us before the end of the last segment, while Steve's break-in was going, this has turned into a project. The one and only Kelly Cheese. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm crying. We've had a little bit of a morning, but all in good ways.
Okay.
Just like, yeah, when you guys hear what we ran into this morning, I think you'll understand exactly why we're doing this break-in.
Oh, man.
So, yeah,
I already.
I'm in here.
Well, let's get to it. You tell us. We've got time, and you've got the floor.
Okay, so I'm not sure. You guys can tell me because I've only been doing this for 6 years with the Freebeer and Wings show, but this might be our youngest break-in recipient in the last.
I think that's
years.
True.
Yeah,
23
probably.
Years. Yeah, I think it will be.
Probably yes.
How
old?
21. When did he turn 21?
Yeah.
Like this November. He just turned 21.
Okay. Yes. Young guy.
Yeah. So I'm here actually right now in his apartment. We're cleaning. I'm actually just going to read the letter straight from the nominator. Sorry. I'm going to cry through this whole thing. Sorry, guys.
That is just fine.
The nominator's name is Lynn, and she nominated Josh, their coworker. And this is what she said when we asked, what's their story?
Okay.
Some people walk into adulthood with a safety net, with parents to call and a soft place to land, and someone to say, you're doing great today. And then there are young people like Josh who have had to build their own net from scratch, knot by knot, through grief, responsibility, and quiet courage.
Wow.
Josh grew up without a dad in his life, and it was just him, his mom, and his brothers. But his mom wasn't just his parent. She was a whole foundation for him. She raised him to be the best man that she could, and he loved her deeply. But in 2021, only a few months before he was supposed to graduate high school, tragedy arrived in the most painful way. His mom passed away unexpectedly at home in a bedroom next to his, and he was the one who found her, not knowing that she had gone until he tried to get into her room, and that's when everything changed.
Oh, God.
But even in the middle of shock and heartbreak, he kept going. He finished high school, and not only did he graduate, he became the only kid in his family to have ever graduated. So that diploma isn't just a piece of paper. It's proof that a young man who refused to let loss write the ending of his story can make it. During high school, he took classes through KCTC as a special needs student, working hard to learn and to grow. And through the program, he began working downtown in the stewarding department. He did the unglamorous jobs that keeps everything running. We know this, like trash, cardboard, that kind of work that most people just don't notice unless it isn't done.
Right.
And he showed up and he did it right. And he's earned respect throughout the entire company. After graduation, they hired him on full time. And since then, Josh has become known for something rare these days, reliability. He walks to work every single morning, y'all. Rain, cold, or a blizzard like what we're experiencing today here in Michigan. No matter what the day decides to throw at him, he still walks, and he has never been late, not once.
Hmm.
He takes pride in doing a good job and being someone others can count on, and that kind of character just can't be taught. It's built. After his mom passed, life didn't slow down. He stepped into adult responsibilities immediately, working to pay bills for himself and his two brothers. I have to tell y'all this. We came in today thinking that the apartment was clear. His coworkers just said, hey, we're going to go clean up your place for you as a Christmas present.
Mm-hmm.
And his brothers were here sleeping in his bed. And we asked, where does Josh sleep? And he sleeps in a chair next to the bed.
Oh.
So he gives his brothers this bed. So Cosma is currently here giving them furniture and a new bed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. So wait, he's taking care of his brothers, too?
Yeah. But the thing is, like, his brothers are going through a hard time. They steal. And at times, he has to choose survival over familiarity.
Uh-huh.
He had to move in with his aunt for a long time where his bed was the floor in the living room. And even then, he didn't complain. He just kept trying.
Oh, my God.
Well, now he's taking care of his brothers again, who come in and out of his place when they need a place to stay. But listen to this. So the letter keeps going. In 2024, he earned a promotion to the in the company. Sorry, I don't want to say too much.
Yeah.
He applied himself. He learned new skills, and he's grown into this role. And it wasn't luck. It was effort, steady, humble effort every single day. Mm-hmm. This year, in November, he turned 21. And for most 21-year-olds, that birthday is about celebration, freedom, and maybe even having a little bit of fun. But for him, it was a quiet milestone of survival and growth. He's already lived through more than many people face in a lifetime, and yet he's carrying himself with the kind of steady determination you'd expect from someone twice his age. That determination brought him to a moment he'd been working towards his whole life in October of 2025 when he moved into his first apartment where we are right now.
Mm.
It's his very first place, his very own key, and a door he can close behind him where he can finally exhale at the end of the day. What stands out the most is it isn't just what he survived. It's who he is while surviving. He is loyal, he's hardworking, and he is quietly determined. He's the kind of young man who keeps showing up even when the world hasn't shown up for him. He's the kind of kid who deserves to be cared for, but instead he became a caregiver. He's the kind that doesn't ask for anything, but we feel deeply the warmth of being seen. He really likes WWE wrestling, and you can tell there's something about it when he speaks to him. The perseverance, the comeback stories, the heroes who take hits and keep standing. And in a way, that's him. I just keep like crying right into the phone, guys.
Let her rip.
Okay.
I'm crying into the microphone. I'm just holding it quiet.
He takes hits life should never have handed him at this young age, and he just keeps standing. So this holiday season, we really want to send him some Christmas cheer, not just in the form of the gifts, but in the form of our community saying, we see you, we notice you, we're proud of you, and you matter. He's building a stable, independent life from nothing. He's furnishing his new apartment piece by piece with practical items like he needs pots and pans, cooking utensils, sheet pans, a toaster, storage containers, a bed frame, a dresser, a TV stand, bathroom supplies, winter clothing, a backpack, a household basics that could go a long way towards making a house feel like a home. And a little bit of joy would go even further. So something like he worked really hard for a gaming system and one of his brothers stole it and sold it for money. So having something fun like that again would be more than entertainment. And it would be a reminder he's allowed to enjoy a life a little bit too after working so hard. Maybe even a laptop for learning. So he can grow maybe an electric scooter or a bike so that can make his walk to work a little safer and easier. He needs gift cards for groceries. A nice pair of headphones could be meaningful ways to help support him, both his needs and his spirit. He's carried grief, responsibility, and hardship with incredible strength, and he's worked every step forward. He's done the hard things over and over again and kept going. And this is why we're nominating him, because these are young people who need Christmas cheer. And then there are young people who earn it with everything they are, and even when life has been unfair. And he's one of those people. This year, at 21 years old, still building his life from the ground up, he deserves a Christmas that feels like a new beginning. Thank you for considering Josh. Best regards, Lynn.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I want to hug that kid and tell him I'm proud of him, honestly.
Man.
Like, I hope wherever his mom is, obviously, after she passed, can you imagine how proud she would be of him?
I know, right? So we're standing here right now. Actually, I think Talsman just finished loading up a couch, a TV stand.
Those tall Dutch angels.
Yeah, those tall Dutch angels. You're on speakerphone now.
Yeah, they can put, they can put the star on the tree really easily.
Yeah, we brought a Christmas tree in. There's a pile of presents. Our friends who work at a local store here were able to give us discounts. So he's got a brand new Carhartt jacket and a bib that can go so he can walk to work comfortably in that if he wants to. Our friends at Flat River Group donated toys to all the younger families, but to Josh, they donated hand warmers. They also donated fun things for his house, like a new gaming system. So he's got extra controllers. On top of that, they donated $100 gift cards to all of his favorite restaurants, which was so, so cool. And we know our friends at Family Fair in Spartan, Mass. Donated $1,500 in groceries. Like, he's going to come in today not even knowing that he's walking into all this. And on top of all of it, y'all, Van Andel, the local arena here where our flagship station is, donated WWE tickets to the show that is tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
So he gets to go see them tonight. I know. It's so amazing.
That's incredible. All of it is incredible.
Yeah. And again, a huge thanks. Like Sarah Hunter Granville, we couldn't even get this off the ground without them. And in the letter that Lynn wrote, it really stuck out to me that it said he needs the community to show that he can be seen and that he is noticed and that they're proud of him. And when I say our local community stepped up, I'm talking our local ballet hooked him up with tickets to any ballet essentially he wants to go see. The art museum gave him a membership. The local gardens, the restaurants around town, all in hospitality, NOCO provisions, the Celebration Cinemas movie theater, all of them said, hey, we are going to make sure that you are taken care of. Bissell gave him a vacuum. Jet's Pizza, local amazing pizza spot, said, you're set for pizza for the next however many months with a bunch of boys and his brothers. So right. That might last a day. I don't know. And then Van Haren Dentistry said, hey, look, let's get him seen. Let's see. And man, we really, really showed up for Josh today. And you can see it in his face.
All those things you can barely take care of when everything's going right. And here he is. As that note about building his own safety net out of, I can't remember how it was said exactly, but boy, that was something.
Yeah, from scratch.
Why
not? Through grief, responsibility, and quiet courage. Yeah, man, he deserves this. So
he walks. This is incredible. He walks to work every day?
He walks to work every single day. Rain, shine, snow, doesn't matter. He walked to work this morning.
And he doesn't drive?
No, he doesn't drive. And my worry with getting him a car was then he has to pay for insurance. And I don't know that he's financially in a place where he could do that. So that felt like a burden to put on somebody this young. So we thought maybe a scooter or a bike or something like an e-bike would go a long way because then he can charge it to go to work. But we haven't had any luck finding, we found an e-bike, but it's costly. You know, I think it's like $2,000. And then we want to make sure he's got a helmet. I want to make sure he knows how to ride a bike, you know?
Right. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. So that would be huge. I think that would be life changing for him.
I believe that all of the fancy idiots who help support Idiots for Underdogs, and we've had a couple very generous donors step forward, including a check that I'm not allowed to mention, and then a second one for $5,000 that came in this week anonymously.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like we should buy that e-bike from Idiots for Underdogs. I'm seeing a lot of head nods from the producers booth, Maitland and our pal Chuck and Maitland's dad and Tommy who can't pick songs. They're nodding their heads like, what the F took you so long? Right?
Yeah, I really think we should do that.
Let's buy him an e-bike.
Oh, yeah. My God. Thank you all so much.
Steve just texted, bike. We're buying an e-bike. I'm going to put the Idiots for Underdogs credit card on your spot for when you get back.
Awesome. Thank you so, so much, y'all. I know I talked forever, but I just couldn't stop. I had to share this whole letter because we need to show up for him. And we did today. I'm so proud of like the Idiot family and the entire community.
It was great. Normally we stop listening to you much sooner.
Yeah.
I know.
It's like nails on a chalkboard, but today it's wet nails on a chalkboard.
Yep.
So.
I just want to say on behalf of everybody, Josh, we see you. And damn.
Yeah. Seeing that.
You're impressive, young man.
Like that.
I know you can't hear this. Maybe you'll hear it later. Who knows? By the way, if you're new to the holiday break-ins, there's no note left behind. There's not a note that says, hey, Kelly from the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show is here. There's no note from Talsma Furniture or any of our other sponsors. No. They're going to come home and it's like Christmas showed up in their house and it's Santa dropped it off and disappeared.
Santa by proxy. Yep. That's what we're doing.
We encourage the nominators not to tell. That is up to them. If they do, they take the credit. Kelly, well done.
Exactly. Thanks, y'all.
All right. He already did.
You better not pout.
Good choice. I like when Howie says the music because we have almost the same taste on all this.
Yeah.
Steve does great too. That's an insult. Oh, okay. There's more. Are you familiar with Maitland from the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show?
I've heard.
She is up next.
I've heard.
She just flew out the door and up the chimney to see where the clatter arose. What does that mean? I don't know.
I don't know either. That's. All right. Thing you said.
Back in a moment. More holiday break-ins on the way. It is the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show.